Hi, namaste. I'm so glad you're here. This podcast has lived in my heart for a long time. This is a space for midlife women and men who are ready to stop shrinking, stop people pleasing, and stop pretending they are fine when inside they are craving something more honest, more whole, and more real. This show is not about coping. This show is about rising. There was a time I thought I had it all together, and I was holding it all together just to be respected, right? I was smiling while feeling burned out. I was getting up and power through the pain. I was performing my way into belonging and fitting in. Still, over the last 20 years, somewhere in these quiet moments in between the yoga mat in my case, between the coaching sessions, and the deep breath before speaking on stage, I realized this truth. Resilience is not about being unbreakable. It's not about being strong all the time. If you pretend to be strong all the time, you're breaking inside, right? You're doing it for others. And that's what I found out. I was living a lot in these expectation frames that I will talk about in this show. It was really about coming back to myself again and again with more compassion and more self-love. And I really had to learn the hard way. And I'll share this with you. And this is what the Resilient Rebel Show is all about. It is about rebel against the old version of you. It's about being a rebel against limiting beliefs that you had. It's about being a rebel against the negative thinking that you were holding. It's about being a rebel against all you have been taught. You want to lead with the truth nobody talks about, right? And for me, this is why I stopped playing nice and why you should too. So when I was done waiting and people pleasing and holding back my voice, I was just done. I was done waiting. My real transformation, about 20 years ago, but then over the years, right? And I'm nowhere done yet. My real transformation began the moment I admitted the truth. I wasn't happy. I had spent years waiting for things to get better, waiting for my relationship to feel right, waiting for my career to fulfill me, waiting for friendships where I could feel safe, waiting for the outside world to fix that ache inside me. The deep, deep pain, the deep resistance, that deep not trusting myself, that deep lack of self-esteem. I believed that if I just held long enough, right? If I just had everything in the world, right? If I had a house, a partner, a child, my life would feel whole if somebody would knock on the door to hand me this career opportunity, if I would win the lottery, if I had this perfect family, this perfect house, the perfect car, then I would feel happy. So it was just all tight to things, to happenings, to events that would fill my happiness. I thought so, right? There was this one day that I realized that everything fell apart that day with a small baby in my arms and a huge pain in my chest after I think that I had a huge panic attack. I didn't recognize that in the moment. I had this huge pain in my chest. I had this huge outburst of feelings, emotions creeping up through my whole body that I would recognize now. Just something cracked. I didn't hurt my baby, but I started really hurting myself. And I was consumed by rage and loneliness and helplessness. And I just slammed my head into the wall, really trying to hurt myself. Desperate for pain to stop, desperate, desperate for the pain to stop. And at that terrifying moment, I was so scared, and I was scared enough to wake myself up. And I call that now when I'm coaching friends and people and clients and patients, when I help people, I really tell them that one moment where you get so scared, that you get so over yourself, that you feel that marks the beginning of new growth, from the beginning of healing, untangling trauma and shame and the lies that I would believe about my self-worth. I just had to come into this power where I can reclaim my voice, where I can reclaim my self-respect, my self-esteem, my self-worth. That particular day, I stopped waiting for life to change. I was just done waiting. And slowly, very slowly, a lot of help and a lot of reaching out and a lot of reading and a lot of discovery, I started to become the woman I was always meant to be. I was seeking the bold truth, no fluff, radical self-leadership. Sometimes we call it self-mastery. I had to rise up against my own beliefs, my past trauma, figure out shame and guilt, and not stay there, right? Not stay there in the past, but doing the work, really doing the work to manifest, and really doing the work to visualize where I wanted to be and who I wanted to be. In my words, that became my resilience reset. So again, it's not a rebellious moment against others or against your environment or against the world or against anything that other people put onto you so much as just escaping into the time for self, finding your true self, and really rebelling against that old person that you don't want to be anymore. It's not that polished, right? It's really personal. And every week I will share stories and moments from my own past and tools and conversations that speak into what it really means to heal, to grow, and to rebel gently but fiercely against everything that has kept you small. It's not about perfection, it's about presence, right? It's about being imperfectly perfect or perfectly imperfect. That kind of feeling is made for people like you who have lived and who have lost and who have learned, and you're still standing. And you really want to become that really wonderful, amazing self. Sometimes I joke, right? You want to come to that amazing self where you're so just really feeling at peace and happy that you can't get over yourself. That's what you really want to manifest and visualize. And that just takes a lot of work. And there's a lot to that to unpack that. And I want to do that over the next couple of episodes with you, where we can really stand into rebelling against our old self. Into those limiting beliefs again, and that negative thinking, and the things that we were told, the things that we shouldn't have been told, maybe, right? But we're not angry about it. We're just letting go. And everything that we've learned through that, we're going to transform that slowly into that path of transformation where you can see the outcome being different, where you're feeling stronger, more powerful, energetic. Into that creativity, into that intuition, all these things that are coming bubbling up, where you're feeling so good again that you can't get over yourself. And if you have waiting, be really waiting for that sign to breathe deeper and speak your truth and reclaim that energy, then this is it. I posted a really nice quote this week that I want to bring back up, right? You do not have to be fearless, just doing it afraid is just as brave. Starting with a small action step. It's all about what you learned over the years and what you want to try to change, but you're not waiting on this moment anymore. You're not going to be waiting. You're not going to wait till you are ready. Because when is that, right? We just don't want to wait on that when we're ready. Just small action steps every day towards something that you want to change, even if you're very afraid. It is just as brave and courageous as any step forward. And you do not have to be ready for that. We're always waiting to be ready, right? Like I was waiting for the world to be ready for me and to change my life into pure happiness, into pure greatness, waiting for things. Waiting for material things to make me happy, waiting for people, events, places, happenings to make me happy. And that was not it. I had to seek it inside. So, what I learned about all those years was just that slow self-study, that slow transformation. And I hope you will take some steps towards that courageous living with me. right? We're going to talk about that courageous living. But today, I just wanted to explain to you that being a rebel does not mean anything else than just kind of be done with what you thought was true. You want to rebel against that old self, rebel against that lack of self-esteem, not having any beliefs in yourself and feeling small. So don't wait on that courage. Don't wait on being ready. Don't wait on feeling ready. Just courage is not something you're born with. It's built. Courage is built on taking action, very small steps at a time. It's those steps that you have to start recognizing, and you have to start celebrating them, every small step. And then you step into that awareness, and that awareness starts increasing confidence and self-esteem. And that's where that courage is coming from. So we're not playing nice, we're playing real, right? If you're ready to ditch the grind, the blah, the routines, the expectations, if you're ready to just own your rhythm and drive your own story, your own myth, and to lead with presence and not performance, just subscribe to my channel now and join the Rebel Movement. My manifesto for this week is stop shrinking to fit in. All I can say is namaste. Make it a great day. Make it a great day. It's up to you. Remember this, life doesn't get any easier. You just get better at it. Thank you for being here. I cannot wait to share this space with you.